I like that, didn't I? Crazy kid. Half my day to
read.
Yeah.
I'm too impatient. I don't have time to sit down.
Oh, there's nothing I like better than get up, have a cup of coffee, and sitting here and read the newspaper, and watch the Today Show, and
read and watch the Today Show too.
Yeah.
How you do that?
Well, you miss out some of the show. Something catches your interest if you watch it. But Evelyn doesn't understand that either. I watch TV all the time and browse through a book. Oh, well, we're up to page 77.
What are you doing, run that all over so you can turn it over?
No, I'm ready to start, I guess.
You mean you had that on cause this conversation all that time?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
I'm getting tricky in my...
Huh?
I'm getting tricky. As much free conversation as I can get, the better it is. As much as I can get, the better it will be.
Is that right?
Yeah, but, you know, just words, despite the complexity and the length of this checklist, the words that we can get in a normal sentence...
Or conversation, yeah.
So much better. But, you know, they don't have time to get everything that way. If, I can't remember whether we went over this last time or not. If the medicine's still by a patient's bedside, and he was supposed to have had it a while back, you ask him...
Have you taken your medicine?
Mm-hmm. And he might answer,
I just took it or I forgot it.
Mm-hmm. And he might say, I'll blank some more later.
I'll take some more later.
If you can't hear anything at all, you're what?
You're deaf.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you can hear just a little bit, you know, like an old person that can't hear, but you kind of have to shut up, what do you call them?
It's partial.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you began to sweat when you started to work, by the time you finished, you would say he... walk a lot in the hot sun.
Oh, he sweats a lot. I do. I perspire a lot.
And if you commented on what you'd done yesterday, you'd say, my, how I blank yesterday out in the sun.
Yeah, I did sweat yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm working in the back.
And Denny does too over there.
He sure does.
But if you were speaking of it in the past tense, how would you say, I sweat, and speaking of what you did the day before, you'd say I what?
I would say I perspired or sweat yesterday,
mm-hmm.
more than today.
Okay. We talked about, you were telling me last night about the wires that you got.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And you distinguish that with a boil.
That's right.
I don't know whether I ask you, and you, I ask you about the stuff that comes out of it's called
water. Yeah, I answered that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you distinguish between a boil that might have one core or two cores?
They do have more than one core, but most of the time it's just one.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen them where they're more than one. And I've heard, this is, of course, this is not from a medical standpoint, that every boil is worth so many dollars because it gets poison out of your blood.
Is that right?
Way. That's what old timers used to say.
Huh.
Now, whether there's any truth to that or medical value in it, the truth, I don't know.
I don't know either. I know I used to have them a lot when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I guess kids go through that. If you got some infection on your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, say something, you got an infection or something bit you, you would say your hand did what?
It swollen up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.